Blog Talk Radio. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you. Welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio, the show that you're listening to is The Rock. Jesus Christ is a solid rock. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, you can look up and live. But Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. My name is Elder Thomas Williams, and we want to welcome you right here on Monday night. This is June 1st, 2015. This is the 152nd day of the year, day 152. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Tonight, we just want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. Pray that you have a wonderful, joyous weekend as we approach our 6th month of the year. We thank God for blessing us to be here where we can worship Him and serve Him. But another opportunity to hear the Word. The Scripture declares, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. We want to take our time and go before the throne of grace before we get into the word of the Lord, asking for His wisdom and His directions tonight, because He knows what we need. You know, we can study and we can look at notes, but the ultimate thing is we have to listen to Him. He knows what the people need, and that's where I want to blow. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we say thank you because you're so good and because you're so kind. Thank you, Father, that we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We thank you that we have whatever we need as we trust you. We thank you, God, that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, we ask you to bless us now as we enter into your word. Speak to us, for us, and help us to open up the scriptures. We thank you for revelation knowledge, not just information. I pray that you will guide us in all that we say or do. We thank you for opening up doors like only you can. We love you and appreciate you. There is no God like you, Lord. There is no Savior like you. Father, your word declares that if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Lord God, we thank you for knowing that you're not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it, and shall you not do it? Or had you spoken, and shall you not make it good? So, God, we just give you praise and we give you glory that we have the victory right now through Jesus Christ. We pray this all now in the name of Jesus. Let your people's lives be transformed by what they hear from the word of God. We thank you. Let it be all of thee and none of me. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, we want to ask you to turn in your Bibles to two openings. One of them we gave at the top of the broadcast is Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1. And also, we're going to ask you to go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 21. And we're going to start at verse 10. So there's going to be Psalm 34:1 and 1 Samuel chapter 21. And we're going to start at verse 10 there. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now it says, I will bless the Lord when at all times his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Tonight we want to talk about deliverance through praise. Deliverance through praise. Now, in Psalm 31, if you look at the heading, it has a little subscription there. This is very important. This helps you understand how to go back and track down the history behind this passage so that we'll know what we're saying. We won't just be saying something out of context, but we'll understand what's going on here. It says it's a Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Takes us over to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 21 and verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10. The Bible records, and David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul. So it tells us the reason why he fled. And he went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousand, and David his 10,000? David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of, the Bible said, and he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad. In other words, he became crazy. He played like a crazy man. Feigned himself mad in their hand and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, lo, you see the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of mad men that ye have brought this fellow to play the mad man in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? In a natural sense, we wouldn't let somebody that don't have their right mind generally in a home or places of business, because we know there's specialized places who handle that kind of stuff or those kind of individuals. But we see here David was showing the attitude in this psalm when he said, I will bless the Lord no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the conditions may call for. He said, I'm going to bless the Lord. When we're talking about bless the Lord, what is we talking about? We're talking about confirming praise and honor upon our great God. We talk about who he is, what he done for us, how he brought us out, how he continued to deliver us, how he continued to make a way out of no way, and how he delights in blessing his people that do his will. When we make up in our mind that we're going to worship him and honor him because he's so faithful, and we know that he's faithful that promised. We know that it is in Jesus, it is in him that we live and we move and we have our being. We cannot do nothing without him, but we understand the principle that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So David had made up in his mind and had said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. I'm going to boast in the Lord. I'm not boasting in what I got. I'm not boasting in what I think I have. I'm not boasting in what I feel my accomplishments are, because I understand that my soul going to make her boast in the Lord. If any bragging going to be done, I'm going to brag in the Lord. He said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. The humble shall hear thereof. We're not going to walk in pride, but we're going to humble ourselves. The humble shall hear. What are they going to hear? The testimonies of you boasting in the Lord, not in what you got, because you understand that what you got, God gave you. Who you are, God made you to be. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. How are we going to magnify the Lord? Magnify means make it larger, make it bigger. We're not going to talk about our problem because our problems just give you more headaches and bring more depression. But when you talk about how big our God is, how good our God is, how he has brought us out, how he has satisfied our mouth with good things, how he has delivered us because he promised that he would, how he promised he would never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I'm going to make God bigger because he's a big God. Then he said, I sought the Lord. What I'm seeking after, I'm not just seeking after things, because these things are temporary. What you see is temporary. But what we have right now, what we have now is temporary, but we seeking a better place. We seeking things that are eternal. So he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. I began to seek for him. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Do you have any fears today? You can overcome your fears. Consider what the word of the Lord said in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me. In other words, he rescued me from all my fears. Whatever tried to overwhelm me, God brought me out. He rescued me. The Bible said they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Oh, we can say boldly, kind of like the Apostle Paul when he said, Romans 1:16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the Bible declares that they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. And he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard and saved him out of all his trouble. This poor man cried. It's time for us to cry unto the Lord, not seek our answers from flesh, because there's only certain things that in the flesh can be accomplished. But when you seek the Lord, he will bring deliverance your way. Sometimes we may look for our deliverance in a close wagon, and it may come in an 18-wheeler or vice versa. So we have to understand that God owns it all. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So all we got to do is trust him. So he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. So not only will God deliver this poor man from all his fear, but he'll save him out of all his troubles. That's why Jesus was able to tell his disciples at the Last Supper in John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So you understand that God is God. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. Notice, the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him, those that respect, those that honor him, those that understand he's a deliverer, he's a rescuer, he's a savior. to the angel of the Lord encampeth around it. We know that's the truth because Psalm 91:1 says this, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will, saith the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. In him will I trust. I'm trusting only in my God. He's my personal God. He's my God. Children have a way of saying my. The babies, when they start to talking, they understand certain toys belong to them, and they say, mine, mine, mine. And they know that so it is with our Savior, and we understand that as we walk with him, we understand that he's my God. That's why we can boldly declare, like the psalmist did in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. May not be your shepherd, but the reason I call him my shepherd is because I let him lead the way. I'm not telling him which way to go. I'm not telling him, Lord, these are the plans and you approve of them. I'm asking him, Lord, what's the plans before I do them? So when you seek the Lord, he'll tell you which way to go. He might be telling you to go left. He may tell you to let it alone. Don't do nothing else with it. But if you go ahead beyond that, you're going to pay for it. That's why you got to hear the voice of the Lord. It is so important that we hear his voice, that we won't get caught up in our own way. So he said, the angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Then he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see, experience. I can't tell you chocolate milk is good unless I have tried it. But since I've tried it and I know it's good, it's good. Now, you may not like it, but until you try it for yourself, that's the same way with the Lord. You can tell people all day, yes, the Lord is good, but until they try him as a Savior, until they get to know him as a deliverer, until they get to know him as a God that's loving, not judging, he's not waiting in heaven to say, I'm going to knock you down. He already knows what we're going to do before we do it. That's why we have to pray for his wisdom. You know, even as the psalmist declare in Psalm 90 and verse 12 when he says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. When you're 45, 50 years old, you know, you're closer to eternity than you were when you was in your 20s. So that's why every decision you make got to be counted for. It has to be counted for because we know that one day will be our last day here. That's why we got to bless him at all times. So he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted, that continually trust in him. Just like we trust the bed to hold us up. We don't say, bed, can you hold me up? We just dump right in that bed. And don't even think if it's going to fall straight to the floor. But we, because we have experienced that if we jump in it, it generally holds us up. The Bible says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. He said that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Now, notice now, he said that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. That's why we was able to declare that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We can call on him and he will deliver us. He's a mighty good God. In Psalms 71, verse 6, 8, 14, and 15. Verse 6, 8, 14, and 15. Look what the Bible says, Psalm 71. Verse 6, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. In other words, God, you kept me from the womb all the way to now. He says, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I'm going to talk about you, Lord, because you took care of me. He says, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. I got somewhere I can hide. I got somewhere I can go to. Where do I go when things are bothering me? I can go to the rock of my salvation. He is a deliverer. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 3:3, that the Lord is our shield and glory, and he is the lifter up of our head. He is the lifter up of our head. That's what he'll do. Verse 8, Psalm 71:8, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. In other words, praise, you begin to talk about God, how awesome he is, how he is the King of kings, Lord of lords. He is the great delight. Those that delight themselves in him, he will deliver them. He will set them free. I like that. Let my praise be filled with thy praise. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and thy honor all the day. So we got a right to honor God. Then verse 14 and 15, but I will hope continually. That word continue, I like that word continuously, because over and over and over again. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the number thereof. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. We don't know when is it time is up, but we got to use that time while we got it. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine holy. Praise will deliver you. The more you honor God, the more you... Yeah, we can sit around and pout, but what about what we don't have need of? And then that won't change your circumstances, but when you begin to honor God and begin to say, Lord, I'm going to bless you. Lord, I'm going to bless you. I don't know how the way it's going to be made, but I just want to bless you in advance. One of the things God is teaching me, and I still believe it's to be true, I know as I've been ministering these 38, almost 39 years, I've learned that the more you thank God, the more he'll do. It really works. It's not only, I've also adopted that in a personal way, that when the more people say thank you, the more I want to do for. But when I see they have an attitude of entitlement, like somebody just owed them something, then I say, forget them. I'm not going to give them a darn thing. I won't give them what they probably should get. But when they say thank you, it make me say, okay, I want to do more. I've opened up my heart that I want to bless them more and more and more and more. And that's the way the Lord is. When we, the more we say thank you, the more he do. Consider 1 Thessalonians 5, what the Bible says, verse 16, 17, 18. The Bible says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. He said, in everything, that means in every circumstance, give thanks, for this is the will of God, Jesus, concerning you. He said, in everything, give thanks. In everything, every circumstance, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God. It's the will of God for you to give thanks. Don't just assume people have to do it. Begin to bless God for what they do, because then it makes people want to do more. It makes people want to bless you. It makes people want to smile on you. Even God himself smiles when he sees that you are worshiping him. You are thanking him for the small thing. He knows that you want to appreciate the big things if you can't worship him for the small thing. Somebody give me a dollar, I'm grateful. That's a dollar I did not have. Somebody give me a ride, that's a ride I didn't have. But he always makes a way out of no way. Why? Because he's that kind of a God. Psalm 145, verse 1. Listen what the word of the Lord says. Blessed be the Lord. Glory to God. Psalm 144, 1 says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Notice it again. He said, blessed be the Lord, my strength. Hand to war and my finger to bite. Yes, Lord. What a blessing when you can find yourself not only blessing God, but you have the strength and courage. There's come a time you have to fight the good fight of faith. Come a time you literally have to fight. But you understand, even in this world we at, that we're in a spiritual warfare. And all weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Psalm 145, verse 1 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. And every day will I bless thee, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Listen, it's time for us. We can't just sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. Sometimes, even in the church, we wait for certain people to praise God. If the church won't move, that person will praise. No, the church is going to go on when that person's last breath is drawn. That's why you got to be able to bless the Lord at all times. You got to be able to tell of his goodness, make known his deeds. Now, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16, praise God, in Acts, the 16th chapter, gives us a story of Paul and Silas, how they begin to worship God in the midst of their circumstances. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. The Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And the Bible says, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prisoner, awakening out of sleep, seeing the prisoner doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, came, trembled and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, must I do to be saved? See, praise set up this opportunity of witness. Bible said, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. The Bible says, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their soul, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway or immediately. The Bible says, and when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his help. See, these people were wrongly put in prison, was embarrassed, was stripped, were beaten. But they didn't go in moaning and groaning. They went in with a praise. Sometimes you have to open up your mouth and go in and do like David, do a radical praise. Honor God, begin to bless God. And I tell you, God will fight for you. Praise will bring about deliverance. Pray bought this man deliverance. And I tell you, if you are expecting a miracle from God, if you're expecting deliverance, you got to open up your mouth and give him praise. It's time for believers to stop doubting and just believe what his words say. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, the Bible says, and Peter calling to remembrance what Jesus had done, and he began to say, have faith in God. But verily I say unto you, that what things soever you desire when you pray, Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now he said, Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Notice the form of say. It's what you say. So if you go around saying, I'm delivered, you will be delivered. You go around saying you broke, busted in this because you said, don't know what to do. You know what to do. Give him a praise. Begin to honor him. Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to do what's right. Begin to do those things that please him in his sight. And God will deliver you. He'll set you free. He'll make you whole. Yes, he's a mighty good God. We're living in a day where there are many things are happening, many things, many tragic things, and the scriptures are vastly being fulfilled. But we must open up our hearts and understand that we got to praise God like never before. We can't be putting God in a box. Some people put God in a box based upon their own church, based upon their own doctrine. But we got to understand God is a good God. He's a delivering God, and he'll set you free. You can be set free in your house. It ain't about a building. You got to. Now, he does tell us not to forsake the assembly of ourselves, as some have. The man of some is, some have forsaken. But we are the building. We are the church of the living God. When I witness, we're not witnessing to those four walls. We witness to people, and they come and get four walls. But I can tell you right now, praise will deliver you tonight. So we can say like the psalmist David, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. We're going to boast in the Lord. We're going to tell of his goodness and make known his deeds tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you praise because you're so great and kind, and you are so merciful to us, Lord. Thank you for being a delivering God. Thank you for supplying every need, God. Thank you, God, for opening up doors that no man can shut. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing with us and through us and for us. We honor you and we give you praise, God. We thank you, oh God, for the saints of God everywhere. Thank you, oh God, for the local believers, God. I thank you for my family. Thank you, God, for blessing servant of God tonight, every saint, every believer, God. Let there be a lift up in the spirit, God. Let there be a lifting up of their head this week. Let testimonies come of goodness of what you're doing, God, because they open up their mouth and praise you. We pray for our pastor, Lord God. Bless him in a special way. And we thank you for ministering to him, Lord, Pastor Banks. Look on him and his wife, God. Thank you for the anointing that sets them free. Oh, God, we just give you glory and the anointing that destroys every yoke. God, we just love you and we give you all the glory and the honor, Lord. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Now, Lord, we just give you praise for the victory, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to worship you. Oh, God, not only in what we say, but what we do, Lord God. We thank you and we honor you. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise right now for the victory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank and praise God for the word of God tonight. We honor the Lord for his faithfulness. We just thank God for allowing us the opportunity to be right here on Blog Talk Radio another night. To share with you in a brand new month, June. We made it to the 6th month by the grace of God. What a blessing from the Lord. Well, we want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 2 a.m. Universal Time. 2 a.m. Universal Time. That is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as the Lord will allow us to be here. We are here. We also want to thank and praise God for our studio tech help, our sister Felicia Fulton. Thank God for helping us on the computer. We thank God for the hands that serve. What a great blessing she is. So we say thank you, sister. And we also appreciate God for our church family and servant of God. We just want to recognize them and say hello to everyone that's listening to us. We love you. Got you. Like to make you smile. Thank you for listening to us. What a blessing from the Lord. We want to thank God for everybody who's joining us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever you're listening to is around the world, in the United States or Canada, I say thank you. I was looking at my blog talk. Every month we get a report, and so I look at our report, and the Lord is blessing us to grow, and we just say to God be the glory how we're growing across the country and into Canada. So I thank God for blessing us. This is entering into our third year on Blog Talk. We're almost through at the end of this. It'll be a couple more months. We'll have completed 3 years right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we just give God the praise for that. Also, we want to remind you that if you desire to correspond with us, you may do so by sending your letters, correspondence to P.O. Box 1289, that's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215, that's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215, that's Elder Thomas Williamson. And we appreciate God for his faithfulness. We look forward to great and mighty things that's ahead. We're expecting great things, and we just want to ask you all to be encouraged and continue to expect the Lord to do it, because if the Lord doesn't do it, guess what? It will not be done. But because we know he can do all things, we believe it. All we got to do is keep our expectation and our hope continuously in the Lord. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 declare. That's Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson thanking you for joining us tonight on Blog Talk Radio for The Rock. And we look forward to seeing you all, the Lord's will, on Wednesday night. We just want to say be encouraged in the name of the Lord. Remember that Jesus is Lord, and whatever you get a good understanding from the word of the Lord. Well, we love you, and this has been our broadcast for Monday night, June 1st, 2015, day 152. God bless you, everyone. Have a great night in Jesus' name.